brief introduction now. Then after we do our worship set, we'll come and dive into the real thing. Hurricane Katrina burst into our world on August 23rd, 2005. When it departed the Gulf Coast, the destruction was obviously devastating. Maximum winds, sustained winds of 175 miles an hour, destroyed much of the Gulf Coast of Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana. In New Orleans, virtually every levee was breached. There were 1,836 confirmed fatalities, with an additional 705 people that, as far as I know even today, were never found. The damage done was a staggering $110 billion. Then, in 2009, we felt like we'd been hit by a hurricane all over again. This time, it was the economy of our nation that was being destroyed. You'll remember very well that major financial institutions were failing. Well-known national businesses filed for bankruptcy. More than 12 million Americans were unemployed by February of that year. Few families were spared from the loss of income and/or the devastation of their investments. For many who had planned to retire or who had just retired, retirement funds were completely destroyed. And of course, the war on terror is not over. The enemies of our nation claim that thousands of sleeper cells are already within our borders, ready to attack. Consider, for example, last year's Boston Marathon. What a tragedy that was. And even in the Christian arena of our nation, we are in many ways losing the battle. Percentage-wise, it would probably be fair to say we are becoming less Christian with every passing day. In times like these are the times in which we live. In times like these, where are we to turn? Only God and His Word can bring us hope and encouragement and direction for these days. None of us, not one, none of us are exempt from the death and decay that surrounds us. Even our churches and schools have been invaded with violence and taking of innocent life. When the very foundations of our lives shift beneath us, we must find answers in the midst of such times. This message series is about the hope that can be found from the experience of another in his time of calamity. Of course, I'm talking about Job. Job wrestled with the same questions that all of us ask at one time or another. Where is God when I'm hurting? Why does God allow tragedy? Is there really any hope in such times? Together with you, I look forward to mining the riches of God's Word as we together consider Job, life lessons from a suffering servant. I believe if our hearts are open, God will move right in and teach us some key lessons.